Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up within the mission.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah, ooh,
say woo.
Breaking up.
Share and care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
it. We give, showing others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.
They want
it. That's right. Waking up with Linda Mac Shannon, and it's Find It Out Friday. We're going to be talking about the three B's today. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, workshops, higher ed. And we focus on the young minds of our youth over here. You know, what I found out is if you push hard enough, you know, you got people that are out here busy. Then we're going to have Miss Tiffany with an I see it, I complete it, I get the job done, joining us today on this Find It Out with Friday. And our topic is drama, disrespect, and distance. The three B's. That's going to sound like it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we get started, you know, I'd like to say, speaking of drama, you want to break the drama of your health and your worries and stuff. You need to learn the truth. Be guided with care. Understand that you can, you will, you must defeat diabetes. And in order to do that, you have to check in and sign up with Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes and Exposing Diabetes. You know, Dr. Davis has been around a long time, and they're starting their 5-day challenge next week. I don't know the process of that, but you know her master class is protocol number one, because she just don't want you to come in and not know what you need to understand to understand. She follows a protocol. But the website for Dr. Glenda Davis is www.exposingdiabetes.com. Okay, www.exposingdiabetes.com. You might be able to go in there. But like I said, she follows a protocol. You know, some people like to come to workshops and they think they just going to hear one or two words and they know what to do. Talking about your health, talking about your life. This is talking about you unlearning to relearn to live again. Dr. Glenda Davis, whenever you see that name, register for whatever you see up there. It would be the best thing that you have ever done for your life. You know, what will the future be like? No one knows the answer to that question. All we know is that the effects that will appear in the future are all contained in the causes that are made in the present. The important thing, therefore, is that we stand up and take action to achieve great objectives without allowing ourselves to be distracted or discouraged by immediate difficulties. Yeah, that word difficulties, we're going to add that D. And that's from my mentor, Dr. Sakura Keita, who has left us here prepared to be happy, bright, and light, to create happiness for ourselves and happiness for others. Okay, he laid the roadmap so we can live right, so we can teach others to live right. Each one teaches one. Always keep that in mind. So we're going to get going, and let's find it outside, and let's see what we're going to all find out today. We'll be short and brief. If Miss Tiffany with I will join us. We don't retreat and we don't believe in defeat. Never, ever, ever give up. And especially never give up on yourself. You know, I'd like to put this out, even though we have a few weeks out. Chosen Vessel will be having a gospel concert at 5 o'clock p.m., and that's going to be in Pasadena. That address is 1106 Lincoln Avenue. You want to call Wilma for information, 323-646-8883. That is a Trinity Chosen Vessel. You're some tough ladies. You're going to enjoy yourself. We'll be out in Pasadena, 1106 Lincoln Avenue. And on May 11th, you know our host, Stephanie Haynes. She's very, very heavy with the NCCW, National Council of Colored Women. They are having their Purple Hat Luncheon. It's an annual thing, okay? And it's something to be a part of, something to be. The good food, good people, good ambiance. Everything is just good, 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 good. And that website is CNCCWViewParkLA.com. That's NCCWViewParkLA.com. I suggest you get in there as quickly as you can because those seats fill up, fill up, fill up out there. You know, we have to be mindful. And what you have to find out is the most important person is you. You know, taking care of that health, keeping that body, mind, and spirit together, dealing with that self-care. And every now and then, you have to go out and mix and mingle with society, see what other persons are doing out there, make new friends, get new ideas, okay? It's all about having that freedom and that peace. That's why we said drama, disrespect, and distance. Now, how is that going together? What are we doing?
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqua, that fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of foot. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts, yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression, yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every reason.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose.
That's right. We don't retreat and we don't believe in defeat. We're sun rays over here. And we don't allow anybody to bend our rays. We have our brand. And I see it. I change it. I get the job done. Tiffany with an I is with us this evening. Tiffany, find it out on Friday. I found out if I could bug you and catch up with you, I could get you on today. And I am so happy that you are here. Good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you, Tiffany with an I?
Well, good evening. I'm doing well. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy, you know, because I thought I missed Monday. But now it's Friday, and we're finding it out. And I love the theme of tonight. What is it? Peace without drama? Is that what it
is? I put, you know, that short stuff out there. I put drama, disrespect, and distance because we about how we choose peace over drama and distance over disrespect. So I kind of like just put it out there. You know, people don't like to read a lot, so we just, you know, we talk about it once we get on. But we're talking about these three D's today, drama, disrespect, and distance. And because we are in Mercury retrograde, you know, that's going to end on the 25th, we have to keep everything in order and starting with ourselves first. So on that note, we are going with drama, disrespect, and distance because we choose peace over drama and distance over disrespect. And I heard that coin, there was a gentleman that was talking about it. I didn't get his name, but I'm going to give it back to him because he woke me up when I heard it, okay? And I said, and I've been carrying it ever since. Yes, over drama and distance over disrespect. Isn't that wonderful? What do you think about that, Tiffany, with an eye?
I love it because, you know what, I think with these eclipses and especially the potency of the eclipse and the Mercury retrograde, we're seeing a lot of drama. I mean, a lot of people are trying to deal with their trauma. They're healing from it, and it's a lot out there. So everybody on all levels is dealing with something. I talk to people in my community that I'm here in Vegas, and it just seems to be a lot of drama. But you know what? I love the way that people are handling it. They distance themselves. And
yes.
So they don't have to deal with the drama. And I think that's the most peaceful way to be. I really, really do, because I'm not, you know, I'm not one for drama. I am one for peace.
Yes.
But how do we get to that? And Nam-myoho Renge Kyo helps for me. It helps me to do that, to overcome that. And it's been a tool that I've used. I practice, and it's been wonderful. So, you know, I always tell people, Someone brings a sword, you bring a sword. They bring a knife, you bring a knife. You know what I'm saying? You just, you don't allow people to do things to you disrespectfully. But I'm finding that there's always peace in whatever drama that comes my way. I find the peace in it, and I end it in peace. And I think that's the proper way to do it.
Well, you have to. And in order to do that, Tiffany with an eye, you know, and that's for us across the board, you have to have a balancing tool, you know, and you always have to rise above. But that takes skill, and that takes wisdom, and that takes practice, because as you were speaking of, you know, you're Buddhist, you chant, Nam Yehodin Ge Kyo. Some people read the Bible, some people write in the sand, some people shake the crystals, but as long as they have their faith. But Nam Yehodin Ge Kyo moves the endorphins through your body, and it works a different way because it's a rhythm. And it's not just like reading, it is a rhythm. And you become connected with the rhythm, and the universe is a rhythm. Everything that we do, we walk, we talk, we eat, we make love, we sing songs, it's all about rhythm. So once you slide in rhythm with your life and connect in, you are able to balance off between that drama, between the disrespect. You know, disrespect is something that is, if you respect yourself and others know it, then you don't have to deal with it too much. But if you disrespect that be known, then we cannot go that way, you know. So persons who are respectful to others respect themselves. And once you respect yourself, then you know that we're all connected in together, okay? So why not put it out there? That drama, you know, gives you a headache. It takes 2 seconds or less to smile. It takes a whole lot of seconds to think of what you want to do or what you going to say or what did they say or what did that takes up too much time. So I kind of like putting up that drama disrespect. And you're right, put that distance. Get away. Get away. Maybe you might have to be in the same room with them and go hide in the corner somewhere or step away. Move from it, because that's a form of darkness. And when you're a person that is in balance, you believe in happy, bright, and light. So you recognize it when it's coming, so you know how they say stick and move or wiggle and move or run and get away or however way you want to put it. But put that distance between it, because you're right, people are going through stuff out here. And everybody has a method of getting through what they get through. Everybody has a method. But Nam Yehodin Ge Kyo is the most powerful words you can let come out of your mouth, okay? And it sets a rhythm, and it puts you in rhythm. And all the quotes, as I was giving the quote of you were not on, what did we say? I'll read it again. What will the future be like? No one knows the answer to that question. All we know is that the effects that will appear in the future are all contained in the causes that are made in the present. The important thing, therefore, is that we stand up and take action to achieve great objectives without allowing ourselves to be distracted or discouraged by immediate difficulties. You know, difficulties and obstacles. We like them obstacles, because obstacles make you grow. It's like going to the gym. When you get through phase A, you know phase B is right around the corner, and it goes all the way through the alphabets and back. But each time you run into a difficulty or you run into an obstacle and you get through it, you're able to stand like a redwood tree. So when you run into that drama, that disrespect, and you know how to put that distance out there, you're going to have nothing that equals. It creates nothing but peace, and the peace starts from within. So I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, people out here, we need to do that, because we're all going through it. And we're going through it, and as Tiffany Rippon and I said, we had the we're in Mercury retrograde. You know, Mercury is that communication, and everything is going all haywire and crazy, even our individual communications, the cell phones, computers, all of that. And then you had that eclipse out there that was, you know, people were traveling miles and miles and miles, and, you know, to see this wonderful piece of history. So that's a lot of energy moving out there, and we are energy, okay? We're all connected out here. Whether we want to admit to it or not, we're all cosmos out here, and we move together, and we actually we're all as one. I tell the young adults all the time, you know, when you see old I this and that, and I don't like this, and I don't like her. And I tell them all the time, darling, I said, what you going to do about it? Because, see, you would not recognize her faults if you didn't have them within you. And then they look at you. What do you mean by that, Miss Linda? Uh-huh. You wouldn't recognize it if you didn't have it. So what you going to do about it? And it flips the script, right? How are you going to recognize something in somebody else if you don't have it in yourself? So there's a lot of change that needs to be made out there. But the change starts with you, because you cannot change another individual. But when you change, it changes. Wouldn't you agree, Tiffany, with that?
I so much would agree with that, and I have recently put that into practice. And that's how I live my life. I have nothing to do with other people. If they change or don't change, that is not my concern. My concern is that I change accordingly and evolve to the best person that I can be. Now, you either meet me and align with me, or you don't.
That's it.
You don't have to.
We say buy the ticket to the plane, because this jet is taking off. And we hate to see you standing on the platform smelling this jet fuel, because we have to go. Okay? We just have to go. And it, like you say, you can't, it's like the ocean. The ebb and the tide, it comes in and comes out. Those ocean waves, they go up and down, so you have to be able to ride those waves, okay? Life, if life was all simple and pure something, this would be a boring place, wouldn't it? It would be so
absolutely. And you know what? The thing is that I have a friend here that is listening to us. Can you believe this? Her name is Rosalind, and she is she's listening to us talk, and I'm so enthralled I love how God and the universe works, because we were just thinking about this. And she's just amening and nodding her head and laughing and saying good. So she's really enjoying this. And it was so interesting, because at first I was going to do it somewhere else. And I happened to come to her place, and I said, you know, I had this event and talked to her about something. And then she shared something with me that had so much to do with what we're speaking about. It's divinely orchestrated. And so where I was going to go, it was a little bit noisy. I can hear the noise over there. And I told her, I said, well, I have to get on a podcast. Can I do it here? And so I have you on speakerphone, and she's here. She's listening to it, and it's just warming my heart, because we were just speaking about the very same thing. And she didn't even know what we were going to be talking about, what the theme of today was, you know, Find It Out Friday. But her head has been shaking ever since you got on. That's what you had to say. So.
I'd like to say welcome in, Ros, and thank you. We do it like this. We're not scripted over here. We just move with our heart and our feeling, and we're so glad that you're listening in on it, you know. And I'll share this with you, and we switch it around with different words. You know, Ros, when you encounter a wall, you should tell yourself, since there is a wall here, a wide open impasse must lie on the other side. Rather than becoming discouraged, know that the encountering a wall is proof of the progress that you have made so far. And I hope that you will continue to advance in your progress with this conviction blazing ever more strongly in your heart. See, those walls don't mean anything. We all, like I said, we are all connected as one. We all want the same thing. As you were speaking of the divine, we speak a different way. And I tell people all the time, you know, everybody wants to be happy. And there's many, many vehicles on the road taking you to happiness. It's just not one vehicle. It's Rolls Royces, skateboards, bicycles. But everybody's trying to go to happiness. So we like to incorporate everybody and everything so that we can sit down and have this dialogue, so that we can understand that it's dialogue that makes it work. Even though the wording is different, we're all of the same mind. And I'm saying that to say welcome in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for allowing Tiffany
and I. Come on, Linda. Come on, Linda. Come on.
That's what I'm
saying. You are speaking the truth.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We you have to be open minded because as again, each one teaches one. Okay, each one teaches one, and when one falls down, we have to be there to lift. And now everybody's not going to stand tall all the time, but if we collaborate, if we understand, if we have the dialogue, if we have the wherewithal, and we are balanced. Mind, body, and spirit. See, those things go together. We can't go wrong. Then we can continue to walk around, to reach out and put that beautiful smile on our faces. I don't see you, but I see your smile, and I know you have a beautiful one. I'm not there, but I feel and I see your smile, and continue to do what we have to do. It spreads. It just spreads out there. So you guys got me on a different road, and the distance that you want to put from you is that darkness. You know, if you're working around someone that does not carry your same principles, why waste your time? You don't have to try.
Come
to
on, think. Linda. Come on now.
No, you don't.
That's right.
You stand out, and if they can't deal with that brightness, then tell them to put on some sunshades, and I'm going to be glad over here because Tiffany with an eye will let you know that, you know, we can go many, many ways here, but I am so glad that I caught up with her. She's a busy person, and she's traveling all around. We should have made this Find It Out Friday. You should come on for Cross Country Connect. You're all over there in Nevada, and we reach all over. We're global, okay? And to have you join us, I would love to meet you. I'm going to come. And meet you, Ms. Rosin. And thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, you are welcome here any day, Miss Linda, anytime.
Thank you so much. Well, Tiffany, with an I, you know how we do it. We have to stick to our words. But now, mine for Monday, it's up to you. I don't know what your schedule is like. Let me know, because I like to have a come on as much as I possibly can. We have so much fun, Rosin. I just love her to death, because she sees it changing.
Oh, my gosh. You come, okay? Linda, I want you to come. Let's make it official. You tell me when.
All right. We'll talk about that. We can do this anywhere.
Right. I just want to add this. She's one of our Indian sisters.
Okay. All right.
She's an Indian sister. Yeah.
Okay. I feel
Native American.
And you know,
Indian.
I feel it. And see, we don't have to see each other. See, that we blend by spirit, and that's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. We blend by spirit. So I would definitely be up in there, and I would love to meet her, and I'm so glad, Tiffany, that you needed some peace and quiet, and you brought Rosin on, and Rosin can join us at one particular time. She can come on mine for Monday. You know how to get her in gear, and we can have some fun on here. You think about it. Think about it, Tiffany.
Yes, of course. You know how I am, right?
Yeah, think about it. The more the merrier, and like minds think alike. And you know, we believe in many bodies and one in mind. And we're all spiritually connected here. We're out here for the good, for society, and to make the changes that we need to make. We quit being change agents long time ago. We're change makers, and change makers take action with politeness, with kindness, with love, and with care. You know, that's our weapon. And we're going to shine these swords up and continue to do this no matter what. So many in body, one in mind, the more the merrier. Let's do this. I'm not going to take you guys too long. Tiffany, I want you to take us out, give us something to think about, and let me know if you are able to come back Mindful Monday so that I can slot that in. But I can talk with you later on that.
Okay. Well, you know, I love coming on your show, Mindful Monday. Will be great, and I'll come back on, and we don't know who, maybe Rosin will come with us on Mindful Monday, and we'll learn something about the Native American Indian culture.
I would love it. Just talk, you guys get over there, put your hands together, you know which way to go. And we'll do this. Nothing, let her know. Nothing is scripted here. We're not CNN, okay? We just share.
When
care,
you
so
come
we
out, I'm going to make you some fry bread. Indian fry bread.
Okay. I understand. I know what that is. I know exactly what it is. Tiffany, did you tell her? Well, we'll see. We're going to all meet up together, and then it all come full circle when we're in each other's presence. Because people say, well, what I tell them sometimes, I'm high and 59. If I could tell you this mixture that runs all these cultures that run through me,
Linda, you're so right. It's all the same. When you really break it down, even the food we eat, it's a little different. Yes. It's all the same. All the same.
It's all the same. You're absolutely correct.
Like-minded.
It is all the same. But, you know, it's spiritual. You know, when people connect spiritual, there's no break in that connection. It doesn't matter how many miles apart. They don't have to be right there. They're spiritually connected. And that's what we thrive for over here, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
We connect with the people through their spirit, not through the flamboyancy, not through the phoniness, not through trying to impress, none of that. We just share and care, and we move with our hearts. And I'll be glad to come and eat some of that bread. And maybe I might cook you a few things. Tiffany,
I love it. Thank you. I am so happy I met you.
Same here. I'm so happy you could come on this Find It Out Friday. See, listeners out there, you see what love does. It pulls us all together. You know, we want you to stay safe. Stay aware, stay observant, but more so, stay kind, and that's starting with yourself first. Tiffany, with the nine, you want to give us a few words before I take us on out of here this evening, young lady?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say. I'm just so overwhelmed with joy, I just don't know. But you know what I always say, take care of yourself. You're important. Do you, and the rest will change, like you said. So we'll take it out that way.
And then I'm going to leave it, and I'm trying to find, you know, I always have my special quote over here that my favorite guy, and I'm pretty sure Roslyn will appreciate that. It's by my friend James Baldwin, and it says, if you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And I know Tiffany was taught that way. I know I was taught that way. And I know Roslyn was taught that way. So we have to go and take these thoughts and these teachings and this wisdom and share it with our young blood out here. You know, we're like the pioneers, and we have to mentor our children. And on that note, ladies, I'm going to say have a beautiful evening, and I'm Vegas bound. I love you, Roslyn. Can I wait to meet you? And thank you for caring and sharing with us. Okay, Tiffany, love you.
You're Vegas bound.
You're Vegas bound, girl.
We just spoke it out into the universe.
Thank you. Tiffany, tell her to listen to the end. Okay.
Reflection on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind, I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye. As a child, you'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I cried. But now my time has come. Time is not on your side.
the girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain. Shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss.
Others how to live.
We care, share, we love.